President Barack Obama has been publicly warning Syria's leaders not to use chemical weapons against their own people. The news is unexpectedly relevant in southeast Washington. Researchers there are developing new scientific techniques to trace chemical agents back to their sources. Correspondent Anna King toured a deadly chemical research facility at the Pacific Northwest National Laboratory.
Carlos Fraga is a dapperly dressed PhD chemist doing research for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. His lab looks normal enough.
Okay, so we'll start off here. This cabinet here is a dry cabinet, in a sense. It's where we keep our cyanide samples. So
I don't know. When I walked in here, you didn't tell me you had cyanide right within arm's reach.
Yeah.
Being that close to odorless and tasteless stuff that can kill you is a bit unsettling. But Fraga's goal with all these locked-up deadly chemicals is to keep people safe. He says terrorists are much more likely to wage a chemical attack than a biological one or nuclear bomb.
Because it's much easier to acquire these chemicals, a lot of this stuff can be shipped to your home.
He means the chemical building blocks of some of these weapons. Fraga leads me deep into his brightly lit lab.
I can show you one of the instruments that we're using.
We're now in front of a machine about the size of a standard kitchen oven. He puts some tiny samples into it. The whirling machine looks for the tiny bits of impurities in each deadly chemical. The machine runs samples through a very long tube. It looks something like a large gauge fishing line, and spits out a graph of its findings on a computer sitting nearby.
You have a mixture, you have some sort of liquid, and each of these little peaks that are coming out are individual components.
Fraga isn't looking at the dangerous chemicals themselves. Instead, he's interested in the impurities that create a specific pattern. It's almost like a signature. This machine examines the deadly nerve agent sarin and matches it to the chemical building blocks it came from. Fraga explains another example. Cyanide is made with water, and he can tell the difference between water from North America and water from parts of Europe through tiny impurities called anions.
We're looking at anions and stuff that are in the parts per million, sometimes parts per billion amounts. They're really low levels. That they don't even care how much is in there. But we do.
Fraga hopes to one day create a database map of sorts of more and more samples. Then his work might act as a deterrent to people or leaders who want to use chemical weapons.
Or in the case of a state sponsor like Syria, they have chemical agents. They may want to take better care of them, that they don't get out into the black market or something, because the United States potentially can match it back to them if it's ever used.
Fraga hopes he doesn't have to use his bench science in real life. But he knows that if something does happen, his team will likely be called in to do this new form of chemical forensics. I'm Anna King in Richland.